Next up, kind of building on what Professor Coleman just provided, our next speaker is Bill Hyinga. Bill is my fellow partner at Macquarie Sullivan Miller & Weber in Austin, and he practices Texas oil and gas law. His primary focus is representing oil and gas producers before the Railroad Commission of Texas, General Land Office, and other governmental agencies. Bill's going to be speaking on the Railroad Commission process from permitting on, and there's really no one better to give this speech because he does it all at the front of the Railroad Commission. So please welcome me in joining Bill Hyinga.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me today. The title of my presentation is What You, Yes You, Need to Know to Drill and Complete an Oil and Gas Well in Texas as far as the Railroad Commission is concerned. And so we're going to talk about the Railroad Commission generally, how you permit an oil and gas well, the change from vertical to horizontal, just a couple little things, practice points that we see on a fairly regular basis that you probably want to keep in mind. So, first and foremost, we saw Professor Coleman talk earlier about oil and gas production dating back to 1864. In Texas in 1891, we had the creation of the Texas Railroad Commission by the legislator. And in 1919 is when the Railroad Commission started regulating oil and gas in Texas. And so the Railroad Commission used to publish these circulars in the earlier part of the 1900s, and so a lot of these rules we're going to talk about actually were all in one or two rules. You'll talk to older attorneys, and they'll say, "Hey, when I started practicing law, you know, the how many laws we had in Texas was only this big. Now I have a gigantic library." Same thing happened at the Railroad Commission. We'd have Rule One or Rule Six that would have a gas oil ratio rule, maybe a spacing rule, maybe a casing rule. That obviously has been expanded into many, many rules. And so in the statewide rule section, we're over 100 now. In 1920, the Railroad Commission began regulating gas utilities. In 1976, we added surface mining. 1984, alternative fuels. And then in 2005, the Railroad Commission ceased regulating railroads. So 85041 is the portion of the Natural Resources Code that grants the Commission's duty to prevent waste, protect correlative rights, and prevent pollution as dictated by the legislator. And in 85042, the legislator says Railroad Commission create and adopt rules as necessary. And so the Commission's jurisdictions over oil and gas, pipelines, alternative fuels, gas utilities, mining, and exploration. The Commission is governed by three statewide elected commissioners. So currently the chairman of the Railroad Commission is Chairman Craddock. They serve 6-year staggered terms. Commissioner Craddock is the next commissioner up for re-election in even years, so 2024. The most recently elected commissioner was Wayne Christian in 2022. And Jim Wright is the newest commissioner. He's on his first term and he was elected in 2020. So you want to drill a well. Are you sure it's not too late? You can still turn around. The first thing you need to do, and Mr. Cusimano talked about this earlier on, but this is, you know, everything kind of ties together, is do you have a good faith claim? So the Railroad Commission is not traditionally going to evaluate your title to permit an oil or gas well or an SWD, but you need to have that to be able to permit. And it goes all the way back to the Magnolia case in 1943, but there's actually a lot of cases prior to Magnolia that kind of discusses this same concept. But really, Magnolia is the best example, and it's still the case we cite to today regularly. And that Magnolia says the Railroad Commission should not do the useless thing and grant a permit to drill an oil well to one who does not claim the property in good faith. But if you make a reasonably satisfactory showing of good faith, claim of ownership, just because there's a title dispute will not prevent you from obtaining a permit from the Railroad Commission. And the way you got to think about a permit from the Railroad Commission is it doesn't grant any affirmative rights. The fact that I have a Railroad Commission permit, I get these calls on a fairly regular basis. Someone say, "Oh, well, I got a permit to drill the well, so I'm good to go." No, all that does is it's a negative pronouncement on title. It removes the regulatory hurdle to being able to drill your well. doesn't grant affirmative rights